Hello and welcome to this week's program. I'm Paul Nelson. After living his life as a profound thinker, Sam Keen was ready for something a little more on the active side. Yet the best-selling author surprised more than a few people when, at age 61, he took up the art of trapeze. His personal emphasis on the mind rather than the body is something common to our culture, and he discusses it in his new book.
Take, for instance, even just our spiritual disciplines to go to that level. We don't have bodily disciplines connected with church and with religion, whereas the Eastern religion always did. It had kung fu and had tai chi and all of those, and in India they had the erotic arts. That sexuality and religion were always intertwined. The notion that the body and the spirit are inseparable, and so to cultivate one is to cultivate the other.
He found a community learning the art of trapeze, and he believes community and respect for lineage are integral parts of developing a practice in any art.
That's true in Zen, it's true in Christianity, true in Buddhism, that it's only a fool who practices without consulting other people's experience. They've gone before us a long time.
Sam Keen's new book is Learning to Fly, Trapeze, Reflections on Fear, Trust, and the Joy of Letting Go. He's our guest today. I hope you enjoy today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Every January, America stops what it is doing to watch a football game that almost never lives up to the hype. This year, why not take a pass on the pigskin and check out the third annual Super Bowl of Poetry, presented by the Northwest Spoken Word Lab in Auburn, Washington. The event will feature a workshop Saturday, January 29th from 2 to 5 p.m. called The Current State of Poetry, with a performance and writing workshop hosted by Jack and Adele Foley of Oakland, California. On Super Bowl Sunday, January 30th, Jack and Adele will highlight a roundtable discussion on poetry and a reading, also from 2 to 5 p.m., along with Oregon poet Sharon Dubiago, Robin Schultz, and Nico Vasilakis of Seattle. More information is available at www.splab.org. The event is made possible in part by the King County Arts Commission and the Washington State Commission for the Humanities. The third annual Super Bowl of Poetry on January 29th and 30th at the Northwest Spoken Word Lab. Another village building project of It Plays in Peoria Productions. This program is made possible in part by a contribution from the Best Western Pepper Tree Auburn Inn. 10 miles south of SeaTac Airport near Emerald Downs Racetrack and Highways 167 and 18 in Auburn, Washington. With king or double queen beds, in-room refrigerators and microwaves, business meeting space, and a 24-hour jacuzzi and indoor heated pool. For reservations, call the Best Western Pepper Tree Auburn Inn, toll-free at 888-624-4854.